Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. And we love doing this part of our job because every week we get to talk to one of the top high school football players in Stark County. In fact, he's the Sarshone Ford Player of the Week. And we were lucky enough to see him play this past week and see him lead his team to a big 34-7 victory over Northwest from Canton South. Their quarterback, sophomore Poochie Snyder, joining us. Poochie, congratulations on the win, and congratulations on being named our Sarshone Ford Player of the Week.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's go back to the game last week, because in talking with Coach Dennison before the game against Northwest, he was happy with the way you guys started 2-0, but the teams maybe weren't the caliber of Northwest. You guys were going to get a good test against Northwest in their building to find out what type of team you had. It was scoreless at halftime. And then you guys erupted in the second half. What changed, at halftime to allow you guys to win 34-7 in the second half there?
I mean, I feel we started slow. Obviously, we didn't start as well. And then everything clicked at halftime, and we were rolling.
Yeah, you were rolling. You were rolling personally. You threw for a total of 279 yards in the game, two touchdowns throwing the ball. You also had a big 68-yard touchdown run. Which kind of sealed the deal. Take me through that play there, because you turned on the afterburners, dude, once you got to the corner on that. So what were you seeing as you were lined up there and you took it to the house?
Well, you know, there was like 4 minutes left, I think. We were just trying to get first downs. But earlier in the first half, we had missed it on the goal line where I thought I could have pulled it. And then we went back to it, and I knew I had it. And then we got great blocks on the edge, and I got outside.
Yeah, you got outside and, turn out the lights. The party's over there for their defense, and that leads you to a big win. 354 yards of total offense for you, three touchdowns. You're off to a great start as a sophomore. So let me go back to last year. How much of you playing as a true freshman last year has helped you get off to this great start this year?
No, it's helped me a tremendous amount, I'd say. Just the experience, but I feel everything's, bumped up a level for me. I feel like I can control the game better and just manage it.
As a quarterback, what were some of the things you learned last year that you took into the offseason? And now as you step out there and you're looking at defenses, it's become so much easier for you.
Just the patience that comes with it. It's not going to be there one play, but it will come later in the game, and just have patience and stick with it.
It's okay to punt every once in a while, right? Just don't turn the football over. Isn't that one of the things you're talking about right there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get to the nickname, Poochie, because it's the best nickname in all of Stark County and in maybe all the years that I've been covering football in Stark County. Poochie Snyder, where's the nickname Poochie come from? Because I don't know how many people know your first name is Jack.
No, that came from when I was just a little kid, little baby. It had come upon me, and then it stuck with me, and now that's what I go by.
So everybody calls you Poochie, right? Nobody calls you Jack, unless you're in trouble with your folks, right? Maybe your folks call you Jack, right? And then you're in trouble, right?
Yes, sir.
How about Coach Dennison? He comes in his first year. Was it Poochie right from the get-go from him?
Yeah, I'd say. He knew from the beginning, and that's what I preferred, so that's what it's been.
All right, we're happy to have Poochie Snyder with us here on the Kenny and JT Show. He is our Sarshone Ford Player of the Week for his performance in their 34-7 win at Northwest. Let's talk about some of your teammates. As a sophomore, you know the importance now of an offensive line. How about the big uglies up front and the job that they're doing for you and the rest of the skill position players? Give them some love here.
No, the line, they've definitely done a great job. I say we struggle to run the ball a little bit, haven't done it as efficient as we'd like. But, they kept me clean. And I also say our running back, Tam, he's helped me keep me clean a lot. I don't think he gets enough credit for that, as the blocking he does as a running back. But then our playmakers, they've made plays. Caleb Blott, he was quarantined actually last week, and Tanner Pierce stepped up. He made plays, and then Akil Martin as well.
Yeah, you have a nice set of weapons to your disposal, don't you? What's that mean to a guy that you know no matter who's open, okay, you don't have to, you know, sing. A lot of teams have one guy that they try and get the ball to. You've got a number of weapons. How much easier does that make your job?
It makes it so much easier, I'd say. And it's like, it's almost like they kind of get mad, or because it's like so many guys can be open, but like, it's just, I don't know.
Be patient, right? You'll get your, keep getting open and I'll get you the football eventually, right? You can't, there's only one football. So as long as you're winning, I think everybody's happy, you know, with those types of things. Speaking of winning, last year you guys started 5-0. I think you finished 5-3. What did you learn from that as you were preparing in the offseason, in training camp, and now into this season? You know, starting great, but you didn't finish the way you wanted to last year.
Just to be more prepared. Like, I feel the way we ended last year was kind of like I took the blame for it, and I just didn't want that to happen again this year. So everything was more intense, like the offseason, everything was just intensified.
Poochie Snyder, our guest quarterback at Canton South, they're off to a 3-0 start this year. Matt Dennison coming in, first year head coach with them. He was at New Philly and had so much success there. When you heard it was Coach Dennison coming in, what was your reaction to getting a guy that spent, I think, 18 years at New Philly and had them, you know, playing in the playoffs almost every year?
And I had heard the name before it happened because we have some like relationships down in New Philly. But no, I was more than excited. Like, I feel it's the best thing that could have worked out for us.
Yeah, he's done a great job with you guys. And this week, it's Carrollton. So, huge win for you guys at Northwest. Again, it was 0-0 at the half, anybody's game. You guys dominated the second half. You're 3-0. How do you not have a letdown this week and let that head swell a little bit, right? Because you're 3-0 and everybody's talking about you and you're our player of the week. How do you make sure you get back to brass tacks and don't look past Carrollton this week?
You know, stay. I mean, Carrollton, they've started off hot too. I mean, they're 2-1 right now.
Right.
But stay true to who we are. You know, that's all we heard is like, we can't get too big. Got to stay focused and just keep doing what we've been doing.
As a sophomore, you got two more years left after this, right? What areas do you want to get better in as a quarterback leading this team?
Just become more of a leader, I'd say. That's the big thing. But then physically, obviously, get stronger. Get bigger and faster.
As a sophomore, do you have, I don't want to say issues, but do you have to worry at all about your teammates listening to you in the huddle or being the leader, or have they accepted you? They've thrown out the label of sophomore. You're their quarterback and leader in the huddle.
Yeah, I feel that definitely. And it was a step up from last year. You know, last year we had a lot of seniors, so, you know, it was kind of hard to get the voice out. But this year I feel like they understand, like, my voice is – like more powerful than it was last year.
Yeah, again, it goes back to that experience, and the best teacher is experience, good and bad, from last year. And now you're a veteran as a sophomore, starting at quarterback. So what are the goals this year for Canton South? What did you guys talk about before the season?
Obviously, a league title. You know, we haven't done that. And last year we had a chance. Obviously, ended the way we did, but that's first up. But then, like, we want to make a playoff run. I think we have the team to do it, and it's just got to keep going.
Yeah, I'm looking at the EBC standings right now. West Branch 3-0, Canton South 3-0, Salem 3-0, Carrollton, who you play this week, 2-1, Marlington 1-2, Alliance and Minerva 0-3. But I think from what you're telling me, if I'm understanding you right, forget the records. You have to treat each week as if you're playing the first place team in the EBC, don't you?
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, I'd say.
Yeah, well, Poochie, we want to congratulate you once again on being our Sarshon Ford Player of the Week for your performance in Week 3. Best of luck against Carrollton this week and throughout the rest of the season, and we hope to talk to you again down the road.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Poochie Snyder joining us here on the Kenny and JT Show, our Sarshon Ford Player of the Week. Happy to have him. He earned it. And best of luck to Canton South this week as they take on Carrollton. We'll get a break in right now. We'll be back with more right after this.